tag team production champs, Ringo Starr and Mark Hudson. Thanks for calling in, guys.
Hey, Chris, thanks. We're calling in because we heard you were doing... I was in England, actually, and a lot of my friends in L.A. called me and said you were playing the Choose Love CD and you were playing lots of tracks, so I'm calling in to thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Really exciting.
My pleasure. It's a great album, guys. Congratulations on another great album.
Thank you. Thanks.
So it's a Ringo Starr slash Mark Hudson production, but then you turn the record over and then it's got you can, the listeners can choose. Like, well, what's up with that?
Yeah, the real people who are really into musical realize it was produced by Ringo and Mark.
There you go.
And the others who are usually hobos,
here he goes. He can't resist. Hey, Chris, every time before we make a record, Ringo and I sit down and we actually discuss the kind of record we want to make. Like, from Ringo-Rama had a thing where we really chose the drums to be the thing that was driving it. Ringo this time said he wanted it to feel more like a band, like guys in a room. And this is like, you know, my fourth or fifth record with Ringo, and the band is now like a band that plays together. And I think on this record you really can hear that.
You can really hear it, right?
Yeah.
Ringo, why do you keep working with Mark Hudson? Is Massive Abbey Road like dimensions of his studio? It's the largeness of his studio, right?
The largeness of his head. Well, I work with Mark because Mark has a lot of great energy. He loves music, you know, and he also loves being in the band. And
which
we have
important.
A lot of fun. And now over the last 7 years we've been doing this together, you know, we really know each other, and also the Roundheads with Steve Dudas and Gary Burr, you know, we really get on well in the studio, and when we're not getting on well, it's still okay because we get over it.
Like a real band.
Exactly.
Like a family, right?
Ringo had actually said that before, that we actually can have, like, little arguments or whatever, and it's never really taken seriously. We just sort of get a chance to express our real feelings, and within 5 or 10 minutes, we're back in there rocking again.
Just like a married couple.
Well,
sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, Ringo, you co-write with Mark and a couple of the band members. What's the songwriting process that you guys have gotten together now? How's it work?
Usually what happens is somebody will say something and we will write a song about it.
There you go.
You know, or there's an expression or something I've read or something that just comes to mind.
Or Ringo's known for the treadmill lyric where he'll be working out and next thing I'll get this phone call with a panting voice. And it's him saying, listen to this. And he's come up with something that's entered his head.
Wow. Do you do the treadmill every day, Ringo?
I do.
God bless you.
I do. I work out not every day, most days. You know, I'm in L.A. and in England I have a trainer. I do Pilates, you know what I mean? I'm just one of those people.
You're very fit.
I eat lots of broccoli.
Good.
Believe me, I know that.
There you go. There you go, listeners. You know what Ringo eats now, broccoli.
Yeah.
All right. So we've been playing this song with Chrissy Hynde.
Hey, Chris, before you finish, everything's organic.
There you go. Whole Foods. That song with Chrissy Hynde, Don't Hang Up, how did that come about, the duet?
Well, you know, Gary Burr, Mark, and I were sitting around. We wrote this song about, it was like, you know, in the old days when you had all these girlfriends, and a lot of the girlfriends you had loved you being in the band, but then they got fed up with you being in the band, and they wanted to go dancing and have a bit of life.
Right.
And so that's how we started writing it. So it's a two-parter where, you know, I'm the guy in the band, I have to go and play, and she's all dressed up and she wants to go dancing.
It's a standard rock and roll sort of, we're out there in the van with the guys playing the gigs, and she's at home going, you've left me again on the weekend.
Anyway, you know, we did the track, and I bumped into Chrissy a couple of times, and I bumped into her in England. I knew she lived in England, so and she knows my daughter, so I called my daughter and asked her to give me Chrissy's number. And we gave her a call, and she said, sure, she'd love to do it, and came up and did it. And that's how easy it all is.
That's a great track. It's a great track.
It's a great track, and she is brilliant.
Yes. I mean, when we discussed, like, you know, who should the girl be, obviously because it's a rock and roll song, we needed a girl that could sing rock.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Hynde, you know, God bless her, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. She's a great rock and roll singer.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a good choice.
Yeah,
a good choice.
Praise indeed, Chris.
So, and the saxophone player on it, John Amato, was the last time he ever played his horn. He's still with us. It's just that he's not playing the horn.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
So
anyway, we want to say hi to John Amato because we know he's laying in bed right now.
Yeah.
Hey, John, how you doing?